It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, presented by Sweats Dyer and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time for us to welcome in our friend Mark Kalnin of Eastern Maine Sports as we kick off the already in progress winter sports season around here. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. We got started. We've kind of come to a halt this weekend, but we're back at it next week.
I did not do this to make sure the schedule was cleared so you could be with us. I promise I played no part in this.
Oh, well, it worked out well tonight, but I actually didn't have a game scheduled today anyway. I did have one tomorrow. That's not happening, but but here we are, and been a good start to the season.
Yeah, absolutely, and some teams playing pretty well out of the chute. A lot of excitement up in Old Town. I think their boys and girls teams are what, a combined 5-0 right now?
Yeah, they're playing. Yep, the girls are 3-0, the boys are 2-0, and just impressive wins too. Old Town last night on the girls over Herman in impressive fashion, and I think Old Town and Ellsworth are both the girls and boys programs should be like this all year, along with the Orono boys. And I think, Class B is going to be tough. I think in the boys, I think Foxcroft's going to be in the mix too. And I think it's just a really strong top of each of those class, boys and girls, Class B.
Yeah, who else is off to a good start this season?
Well, a few teams, MCI girls, like to mention them. They're 3-0. And I want to mention one of the players, Kaylee Dutton. She actually transferred from Mount View, and her first game was their first game of the year, win over Orono. She was actually our player of the game, and she was their high scorer. And, she came in. She didn't even have a chance to play a preseason game and came in. She's only a sophomore, and she's going to be one of the key players for them. They could be kind of one of the under-the-radar teams there in Class B, and she might be one of the reasons why. So that's pretty impressive. And few other teams. Washington Academy girls started off 3-0. Pretty impressive start for them. It will get, the schedule's going to get tough real quick for them as they play Old Town on Tuesday in a battle of 3-0 teams. So that's some action there. And boys action, Dexter's 3-0, Machias 3-0. Really strong starts for the season for both of them.
And as we look at locally, how about the larger schools? How are they shaping up?
Yeah, Hamden and Brewer are both 2-0, and they play each other Tuesday, so that's going to be one of the highlight games on Tuesday. They play at Brewer, and then Hamden plays Oxford Hills right after that on Thursday. Who Oxford Hills 2-0, and Brewer plays Coney on Thursday. So a big week coming up for Hamden and Brewer, starting off with playing against each other on Tuesday night. Those are a couple of schools, and Bangor girls started off the year with an impressive win over Chevrolet, and expect big things from the Bangor girls this year in Double A.
And what's the format this year? Is it? It's not an open tournament again this year, is it?
Nope, they're back to two thirds, like kind of pre-COVID, and I think that's good. I mean, I had to do last year because not everybody was getting in. All the games and stuff, but back to how we were before, and I think that's good, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get illnesses starting to take schools down. That would have happened this weekend. The weather stepped in to play a larger role, but I know they've had so many sicknesses down at MDI that they had announced yesterday they were canceling all weekend activities. And the COVID may not be raging like it was, except here in my quarantine. But at least this combination of COVID, flu, and some cases of RSV might be a nasty one this winter that could have some impact on teams.
Yeah, definitely. There's obviously still COVID still out there, obviously, and then as you mentioned, all the other sicknesses that have been hitting CSport, and that's one of the reasons CSport girls and boys haven't even played a game yet. We're a week into the season, and they aren't playing this weekend either, and this because of the weather. But so there's some teams that have been hit early in the season by it. So, definitely a thing to watch as we go on throughout the season.
Well, if we've learned nothing else the last couple of years, it's that schools and coaches and ADs have learned to be very, very flexible and will work their way around whatever challenges get thrown at them out there. Hey, did I see, along with all the sports things going on, that your daughter is on the boards again doing her theatrical work?
Yes, yes, Kris Kringle over to Center Theater. Unfortunately, that's where I was supposed to be tonight, but unfortunately that got postponed too. They're hoping to do one more, all shows got canceled this week, and they're hoping to do one more show on next Thursday.
Excellent. Well, hope that all goes well. Hope you have a nice weekend, and we'll enjoy a rare weekend off, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
All right, thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet. That's Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. They are the headquarters for everything going on, not just on the high school scene, but anything involving Eastern Maine Sports. They've got the information you need. Our high school report brought to you every week by Swetz Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the first, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.